Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, we're big fans of movies that we watched as kids.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about them. Shout out to Casper on the Patreon.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know how this came into my head, but I proper thought about it, like a good 15 minutes of thinking about the plot line of Annie.
Oh, it's cruel,
very
isn't it?
Odd.
Yeah, it's very cruel. Like, yeah.
It's very odd.
I didn't pay much attention. My cousins were mad about it back in the day, and I was like, tomorrow, tomorrow.
You know, always felt very uncomfortable. Don't really like a child singing anyway, so.
Yeah, and then I didn't watch it really. I didn't pay much attention to it when I was younger, and then I watched it as an adult, and I was like, fuck. Because I watched the remake. I was like, this is.
With Cameron Diaz as Mrs. Hannigan.
Yeah.
And who was the weird billionaire?
I don't know.
I love the way I said billionaire. He wasn't. He was just a rich man.
Yeah.
I just decided that.
Yeah.
Who was Jeff Bezos in that version?
I forgot all about that, like, ending.
So weird.
Yeah.
Did you, the whole thing?
Yeah, it's strange, like.
Who?
It was years ago, like.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Do you know what I got a craving for today, actually? Rewatch Buffy.
Like, yes, I did it. I did it not too long ago, and then I did like three seasons, and I was like, okay,
yeah,
this has gone out of me now.
Is it?
Yeah, this is a kink. I don't need to revisit.
Yeah, I don't know what I want to do now. I don't know what I want to rewatch. Sabrina Teenage Witch is another one.
See, careful, slippery slope.
Why? Oh, there's so many remakes of it now, and there's loads of spin-offs and shit like that.
Yeah, but also you start to watch it, and you're like, this is shit.
Ah, really?
Yeah,
and then. Like, Melissa Joan Hart came out and said she never enjoyed filming it.
Yeah.
Which ruins everything for everybody.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Fuck you, Melissa Joan Hart! Hello and you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name's Carla.
And
I'm still thinking about that plotline.
Yeah, you threw me. I'm like, where am I? Yeah, now it's a bit mad.
Yeah. There's a couple of things that I find very uneasy about it. Like the way it portrays orphans, the way it portrays like foster care.
Oh yeah, no.
The way it portrays billionaires.
Miss Hannigan a bit off the rails, wasn't she?
Yeah, like a kind of a bit of a lush. But yeah. They kind of never really came out with it.
No.
Say what you mean, Annie.
Yeah, no, they didn't she wasn't really. Well, like, she did get her comeuppance in the end, didn't she? But it was like, plus we were a bit fucking late. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know?
Yeah.
They didn't get the gang in the van in quick enough. Yeah, no. They didn't. They really didn't.
And didn't the dog and everything. Dog's the favourite part of that fucking
film. What was the dog?
Did she bring a dog back and clean him up and all that? He was a little scruffy duffy dog. Bit like ourselves. All that.
Bit like us. Bit like us.
I could be completely wrong there. Oh, I need to correct, actually. We get messages during the week on the Instagram going, hey, you were wrong about this and you were wrong about that. Lads, we tell you this. This is what happened. So, and last week episode of the budget, I did say that there was a limit, the salary limit of 75 grand on the Help to Buy. It was the rebuild in Ireland.
See,
That's where I went wrong. I got very fired up and I started mishmashing everything together. Apologies.
I had the Poxy government website open though.
No, but in fairness, you were like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Like, you never knew it. And I was surprised at that. So
Because you were wrong. Because you were wrong.
I should have known then and there that there was something amiss.
There was something a little dodgy.
A little dodgy.
A little bit dodge.
Yeah.
Gang, how are yous? If you enjoy her, you know, we actually got quite a response to the budget episode. I'm shocked. I thought it was just going to be one of those ones where it was like, not them two gobshites talking about the budget, but.
And it's the fact that it was on a Tuesday and the episode that got released on a Sunday, I was like, oh, is this going to be a bit of a dead thing?
Yeah, is this
going to
land? Yeah, is this going to land?
It's going to be a dead thing.
Dead thing. Yeah. But thanks a million. If you want more of that, please join us over on Patreon for €6 a month. €6 a month. You can avail of 5 additional episodes. You get a fresh episode every single Monday, and then you get an additional episode at the first day of the month.
Depending on when our guest is available.
Depending on when and if our guest is available.
Yes.
That is what you get. We've done loads of great things on there.
Yeah, it's good crack.
We did blind items, which...
That did well as well.
Yeah, people liked blind items. We've done lots of bits and bobs.
We did red pill, blue pill last week and we got deep, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we both kind of walked away from that.
With different perspectives.
Yeah, I think we were both a bit shook. And thank you to everybody who did listen to the episode for your kind words.
Oh, yeah.
Love y'all.
Carla's deep dive. Did you see what I entitled it?
Yeah, it was very funny.
Thanks. Yeah. I was going to like message you, but I think you were still... I was like, oh no, what if she's still a bit fragile about that? So I'm not going to. I'll just let her say it and she gets a little giggle out of it.
I did. I saw...
Oh, that's good.
I saw it 2 days ago, I think it was, and I was like, oh, you're so funny. Oh, that Jen. She is hilarious.
It spells colonoscopy with a K and I put a trademark on it.
I liked it. It was cool. Guys, this week, this came to me when we were watching Friends. Rewatching Friends.
I know.
It's actually good. Oh. I haven't watched it since I was like...
Have you not? Yeah.
I'd say 16. Do you get me?
Oh, have you not?
Yeah, like I haven't... I'm not one of them. Like, I watched it a lot when I was younger because the reruns would be on Comedy Central constantly.
But that's what I was going to say, because when I was living in Summerhill and there was fucking nothing on the telly, that's all we'd ever have on is Comedy Central. And all they ever play...
Was Friends.
Is Friends.
No, I never used to watch that much TV.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That, you know when you're kind of in those early 20s?
Yeah. I think when you're living with your parents as well, you don't.
No, you watch stuff on your laptop.
Yeah.
Like, you watch certain shows on your laptop and that's about it. Like, you don't really... Yeah.
Even these days, telly's a bit of a dead thing.
It is. Like, it. I don't know what's going on, guys.
Yeah, it's dead.
I don't know if it's I just need alternate stimulation constantly, where it's like telly, phone, and I need a laptop in the background and a radio playing.
Need blue lights everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just can't keep my attention to stuff like I used to. Even if I'm really invested in a TV show, can't get into it.
But even, like, how privileged are we now that, like... If a streaming service has the neck to release shows weekly, we're all up in fucking arms now.
Like, do you remember back in the day, you'd be like, oh my God, what a treat. Tuesday.
I know. It won't be like that. Yeah. Like Buffy, what was that on? Thursdays. On Sky, was it?
Thursdays after Running Club, I used to watch Buffy.
Yeah, and that was such a treat. It was like, oh my God.
You'd be like, oh my God, I love this. It's so close to the weekend. One day left to school.
I know. It was such Thursday was always kind of...
It was
a good day for telly. Yeah, definitely.
It's a good day for telly.
But Friends, I feel... Oh, just... I'm sick of it.
Yeah, well, that's fair. But yeah, I haven't watched it since then. Mm. I've kind of been putting on, you know, for that easy... You know, when you don't want to watch another episode of something heavy.
Yeah. You do like, be flat out on the Friends, because every time you send me a voice note, I always hear Ross in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been my ritual for the last 2 weeks.
He's there. Yeah.
There's only so many times I can rewatch The American Office. Like,
I know. Yeah. It's very good, but I know. Yeah. I know where you come from.
So, Friends it is at the moment. And they were talking about school report cards.
Mm-hmm.
Or they said something about a school report card. And then I was just sitting here and I said to Tom, I was like, do you ever remember anything from your school report card? And he was like, yeah. And then I was like, we should do this as an episode. And that, my friends... It's divine
origin.
Inspiration.
It's the origin of today's episode.
And that's what we're going to be talking to you guys about.
Yeah. Do you remember any?
I remember any themes, running themes.
I was going to say any common denominators.
I do remember one comment. And I asked my mum last night, I sent her a voice note and I go, can you remember anything in particular? And she got back to me and I'll never forget it because she didn't let anybody else forget it. And I've said this before. A lot of people have an odd relationship with their mum. where they felt like their mum kind of like, you know, it's like one of those things where it's like, I'm only realizing now, like the trauma that my mum left me and blah, 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 like when I was growing up. And I've said this a lot, that I think my high self-esteem and confidence came from the fact that we were the best to my mum. It didn't matter. We were superstars. We could be shite and she'd be like, oh my God, my daughters are just incredible.
Yeah.
She only remembers the highlights. I love her for it. You get great, me? Like, yeah. She's just like, no, you were brilliant. Like, I'd be like, I'm a crap singer. No, don't. No, you're not.
Jesus.
You know, a lot of people would be like, oh, you know, oh, my mum said this, whatever. I'd be like, nope, my mum. I know. I was like, no, not my mother. And she was like, oh, well, she was like, you know, in secondary school, it was always, you could have tried harder, which was fine. And she was like,
do you know what? She's fucking like Jennifer Coolidge, isn't she?
Yes.
She is like the epitome.
She's just skimming over. She was like, it was kind of always, you know, could have tried harder. Very intelligent. But you kind of like,
yeah.
I can imagine her down in the pub and they said she's very intelligent.
That's what you want.
My daughter. Do you know? Yeah. And she was like, I'll never forget. And God, she never let me forget this. She still brings it up all of the time. That my second class teacher said I could have been president of Ireland one day. And she's like, do you remember Miss Ryan when you were in second? I'm like, yeah, you tell me the story constantly. She was maybe off her head when she made that comment.
What? Sorry, but Ma's constantly repeating the same fucking story.
They love it. They love it. What is that about?
It's draining.
We could actually do that as a full episode. Yeah. What are those stories? There's five stories that my mum rattles off consistently, and this one about Miss Ryan saying that I could have been president of Ireland is one of them.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other varied four. When I'm in the taxi driver in Spain, there's a couple of them. There's just those stories that stick with them, and you're like, why was that the defining moment of my childhood?
Yeah.
To you. Woman.
I know. Isn't it mad how we remember negative things, but they remember? Well, I suppose, like,
I think they remember fun. I suppose if it's your child.
Yeah, well, I'm going to look back on the last 2 years of Bobby, and I do kind of, like, the highlights are more at the forefront of my mind, whereas, like, the fucking reflux and the nights and the crying and all kind of goes to the back of your head. So I can see why.
Like, I just can't imagine you at his 21st being like, do you remember that time that you shit yourself and vomited at the same time? You were a gas 2 year old. As a 2 year old, you're like, yeah, that was so funny, man.
I know. Yeah. No, I would slag him, like.
No, I know.
He definitely will. He's a bit crack. Like.
Yeah, he is a bit crack. Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. But, like, I just can't imagine you even at a parent teacher meeting.
Oh, I can't. I don't know what I'm going to be. Like,
I think I'd get real defensive.
Yeah.
I think I'd be like, my mum, but not my daughter.
Yeah. Actually, I was watching Lindsay last night. She was doing live.
Yeah.
And she was talking about Rilo's school and how Rilo's just started first year. And, like, he came home one day and he was like, what didn't happen to him, but it happened to somebody in his class. And he put up his hand and he said, so can I go to the toilet? And the teacher had this fucking, like, I don't know, power trip. Complex about him, and he was like, I don't know, can you?
Oh, Rilo told me this story last time I was with Lindsay, yeah, and I was like, eh, why are your teachers such weirdos? He's like, yeah, I don't know, Rilo's such a good kid. But he was like, yeah, I don't know, it just was really strange. I was like,
so fucking, like, why would you say that to a 13-year-old? Yeah. Like, stop. And then she was talking about when she was in school, and her teacher used to do this thing where he'd put a big equation on the blackboard, and anybody who, like, whoever figured it out would have to go up and stand at the blackboard. So whoever was, like, left last would still sit in at the table. And she said it was usually me. I was sitting in, like, at the table by myself, still, like, under so much pressure to try and get this fucking equation done.
Well, everybody stares at you.
Yeah.
No.
And she said it would usually, she was talking as if it's happened more than once, and it was like, usually the bell would go because, like, it just took me that fucking long or whatever. And he'd be like, have you figured it out yet? And I was just like, that's fucking disgusting.
That's cruel.
And I think if I was a parent and I was hearing shit like that going on in school, I wouldn't be able to hold back.
I don't think that shit could go on in school anymore, though.
But with the Rilo thing, he's only started first year and that happened.
Yeah, but that's like a small microaggression.
It's still fucking
the shit that we went through. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, that would never fly nowadays.
Yeah, no.
And, like, the shit that teachers got away in primary schools with, it just wouldn't fly nowadays. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that anymore. Now it's It's apparently very different. For many teachers that I've spoken to, apparently it's very, very different. It's very, very different.
Politically correct, but I fucking hope
a lot more
so.
Progressive. Yeah. But I think that was just like a little baby microaggression, like a power trip. Do you know what I mean? It was just like, it was like a little slip. Like it's shit that it stayed with him. Do you know? Like it is shit that it stayed with him. But,
very strange. Like,
yeah. Like, I mean, I've blanked out a lot of my school years, but I'm sure there was plenty of them.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know?
And I used to hate that they didn't let you go to the toilet, especially when you weren't taking, pardon the pun, taking the piss, like.
Yeah.
If you weren't, because I would have been, first to third year, I'd understand, I was a little bollocks, but fifth and sixth year, I would have been known as the quote-unquote squat of the class, because I was in the messers class, but I did well.
Yeah.
Do you know? So I wouldn't have taken the piss all that much, but say I wanted to go to the toilet or whatever, wouldn't have even necessarily been in an important, because I would have been conscious of that.
Yeah.
If we were getting up to an important point and the teacher didn't want you to miss it or whatever, that's fair enough. But it was usually just a straight no. That's fucking bizarre that they have that power, isn't it? And then there used to be, in our school, there was this rule that you could only go to the toilet 10 minutes before break or 10 minutes after break. That they were locked in between the change of class.
What?
So even the girls' toilets.
What?
Fucking bizarre behaviour. Even for girls, do you know?
Could someone let us know if there was a reason for that? Because all I can think of is imagine you're on your period.
I know, that's what I mean. But
imagine anything. Imagine... You just needed to go to the bathroom in any way, shape or form.
But that's what I'm talking about. It was just fucking strange behaviour, having that control over young people. I can understand if people just went to the toilet to take the piss or to mitch off class or to go around messing or whatever. And there were a few of them.
And I was one of them.
Yeah, so. You can understand that aspect of it. But for the whole school to not be, to have a fucking small 20-minute window... within school hours that you could go to the toilet in a long ass day. It was just very strange. Some of the stuff that I look back on.
But that's what I mean.
That
just wouldn't fly nowadays. It's just not a thing that would fly nowadays.
Not.
It just isn't. It's I'm kind of surprised that happened in general, but.
Very fucking strange.
I'd love to know if anybody has an explanation for us.
Yeah.
Just let us know. You love to let us know after, after the fact.
Yeah. She had a moment.
sorry about that. Anything that stands out from yours?
Me report cards. And I was raging because my dad was in bed last night. And
are they in the attic?
No, they're over my mum's bed in her press. And I was looking for a photo. Can't remember for why. But all of my report cards are there. So I might take them out during the week, take pictures of them. And
oh my God,
on the Insta. Because they're so clear. Yeah. You're so easy to read now. As far as I know, they're mostly from primary school, but the common denominator for me was that it was a chat box.
Yeah.
She's grand, but she's a chat box. She's a chatterbox.
They have phrases, don't they?
Yeah.
Where it's gets distracted easily, distracts others easily, constantly chats in class. What are some others?
Yeah.
The ones for the good people were there was a couple of classes that you were good at.
Yeah.
From my PE teachers, I'd always get really active, really participant, good team
really
player.
I can't remember
blah, blah, blah.
Me secondary school ones. It was more so me primary school because they're the ones that
they're the ones that you'd be like, oh, what am I getting? How am I getting on?
I remember my ma used to just roll her eyes See the way you're saying Doff would have turned around and been like, oh my God, my children are excellent. They're angels. Yeah. They're all this. My dad would have no problem turning around and saying, you were a fuck. You were a little fuck. Because I was.
Yeah.
Do you know? She'll humble you.
Yeah, she'll humble you. That's what I mean. No, Doff wasn't like that.
She's no problem.
She'd build you. Doff would build you straight up.
Yeah. No, she'd have no problem putting you back in your box now.
Yeah.
Do you know? Because I even told... Poppy was acting the bollocks the other day, and I was like, because something that her ma used to say, because I was a little bollocks, to her was, God gives special children to special people. And she was like, well, then I must be very fucking special. And I said it to me ma the other day. I was like, God gives special people. And I was like, I'm not that special. She was like, you're more fucking special than you think. As if to say, I was like, Jesus, if she'd have run at me and fucking slide tackled me, it would have been less harmful,
yeah.
Seriously, like, Sheila, fucking hell.
Thanks for letting us know,
it's
bitch.
Just very tense at the minute, living alone
with the fairy dryer.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. The amount of arguments I've had in my head has been colossal.
Yeah, never thought them through, Jen, but you certainly thought of it.
No, they never manifest, but they have in my head.
They have in your head. Yeah. But yeah, I just thought it'd be an interesting topic, especially seeing other people's like reactions or those ones that kind of stick out in your head. I think I've said this before, but my dad was never given the opportunity to go to any parent-teacher meeting.
Was he not?
No.
Why?
Because my mum just knew.
Okay.
She took the blow.
Right. Oh.
Me and my mum, we were thick as thieves. Jeez,
she's a fucking enabler, isn't she?
Yeah. Duff. Yeah.
Jesus.
Look at me here present in your life. Yeah, she is. She absolutely is. Off of answer. No, she was just clever. Like, she just knew.
Yeah.
Ray was strict.
Yeah.
Ray was always a bit, and everyone's like, no, not Ray. I'm like, Ray was really fucking strict. Like, not strict when I was growing up, but he was a total,
He has his ways, right?
Yeah, he has his ways. He just, you know, Ray was very studious. He always did the right thing, and he loved to study, and he loved epoxy book and all that kind of stuff. Whereas my mum was never great in school.
Yeah.
And her dad was always very harsh on her.
Okay.
So I think she was just like, let's just me and you, let's just keep this to her. And she always used to say, you know, Ray takes care of these things, and I take care of these things.
Yeah.
And I just never questioned it. But it was cute. She was just trying to
Jesus, like, so she would have been the ma of.
Oh, she was the ma.
She was their ma.
Yeah, she was their ma. Like, yeah, 100%. Like, you know, she wasn't like the ma for other cool things, but she was the ma for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I get, like, if I got into serious trouble in school, as we know from some of my Patreon stories, she was the one I'd go to.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, right, this is how we're going to sort it. We're not telling your dad. Like, it's just, it's not happening. And I think I'd be the same with my kids.
Would you?
Because he would be a fucking terrorist.
Okay.
He would be a terrorist. And I would be Jill.
Yeah. And I suppose your ma had that kind of experience of, one, not being great in school, and two, being a girl.
Yeah. And I think it was very different when they were younger and they were growing up. And also, my mum was one of six. Five girls and a brother. Do you know? So she was kind of, and she was the eldest of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all quite close in age. So I think she... very much was like, knew the stroke, never was into school, was always really arty, and you know, she was kind of very into that and all that kind of stuff. And I think she just knew, she just wanted to, like, versus, like, Ray was the absolute opposite.
Yeah.
Always
a
top student, always really studious, went to Trinity, which was like the thing back then, you know what I mean? And
oh, did Ray go to Trinity?
Of course he did. Trinity's for winners. He still uses the Boxy Library. Alumni vibes.
Oh, did he go back to his a cappella group as well? Going in with the jacket on, like Andy from The Office.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Just coming over here.
Well, I remember back in my day.
Yeah, he's so...
Oh, bless him.
So cute. But yeah, so I think they were just the total opposite of each other. Yeah. And I think she had always just kind of like, as I said, she only ever threatened me once about school.
Right.
And that was after my...
you were asked to leave. I don't think my dad went to... See, this is the thing. And I feel like I'm hard on my ma, because my ma was always the one that was like... My ma gave up work shortly after, like a year or two after I was born.
Yeah.
To stay at home with us. I mean, the agreement was my dad went out and worked. Yeah, they struggled. They never went on holidays. They, like, you know, they stretched their pennies as far as they could, but they got a nice house in Blanche or whatever. At the time. So my ma was staying home to look after us, and my dad would go to work. So my ma would do all of the bits, like go to the shows and the parent-teacher meetings.
Yeah.
And whereas my dad would just go to work and come home and go to work and come home. And
but I think
really
there is a parent that does that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get me? Like, I don't know anyone. Because do you remember at the school collections, you'd be like, there's Steph's mum and bloody blah's dad. And you knew... And bloody blah's nan... Do you know what I mean? And there's, you know, Sarah's nan, and she always collects her. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, that person's whatever. So it was your mum for you. Sheila Sheik.
She was the one who did all of that sort of stuff. And I can't really remember. I was nervous only a few times when parent-teacher meetings came up, but my ma was more like rolling her eyes the fact that she had to fucking leave the house after 5 o'clock in the evening. Do you know what I mean? Like, because she's very much...
She has a routine.
Oh, fucking hell, Carla. Like, I came home yesterday. I went over. I went, Adam, collected Bobby from my sister's house and brought him over to Finglas, and he was like, meet some Finglas. We walked the dogs or whatever. Came home, Matt, like a face. The face of a fucking, oh, I've never seen the likes of it, because she had dinner there and I wasn't there for her to make it for me. Oh. And then she was like, do you need water for a shower? Oh. Now my dad goes to bed at fucking ridiculous times, and I have to put my toddler to bed, who can sometimes not go asleep when I need him to. So I feel like I'm on a timer constantly.
You know, I know, like you're, there's no relax. There's no release of the tension. You're just like,
it's constant.
You're trying to fit it into the plan. And that's the problem with living with fucking parents.
This is the thing, like, because you're constantly trying to fucking live by their rules. Do you know what I mean? And like, it's still so strict, and I'm 33. It's so fucking strange, but they just have their ways, and I know not to fucking, like, I'm living under the roof. I'm not going to like push it about or anything, but it does fucking piss me off, and I don't have a minute from when I get home to be able to do anything, like have a shower after the hour of 9 in the evening, God forbid, you know? So it's just constant, like, this is what me ma, like, if she had to go to something like a parent-teacher meeting, like, 20 past 6 in the evening, it was like,
I can't believe I have to do this once a
year. Yeah, I know,
But now, were they once a year or were they twice a year?
I think they were twice. I don't know. I think
they were once.
I think there was like a review. Like there was two reports, definitely.
There was two reports for sure, but I think there was only one
meeting.
Conference.
Yeah. And then it obviously got a hell of a lot more intense when secondary school came around, because you're going around to 9 teachers.
A lot of organising. They used to set up in the assembly and you'd get the half day. It was
They'd have to, because of the amount of fucking meetings that would have to take place. Like, it's a whole new world.
But it's mad. You'd only have like, you know, when you're thinking back, you're like, oh God, they'd only have like, what, 10 minutes with each parent? Less?
Each teacher? Yeah. So your geography teacher would have
like 10 minutes with your parents? Your no, 5 minutes.
I would say 5 is enough. Like,
really? Unless they had big concerns.
Yeah, like what else are they fucking...
I wonder how they're set out.
I know, I'd love to... I'll know soon. I suppose though...
Like, I'd love to be a mom, just to see.
With parent-teacher meetings, especially in secondary school, that you are going around to like 8, 9, 10 different teachers. If there's something going on with your kid that you don't notice at home, you're sure to find it out there.
I was going
to
say,
which is really good, because like, you're talking to all different people who have the same kind of, they're seeing the same things. So fucking like, it's priceless in that sense.
Yeah.
You know, like if you were to,
we do have some teacher stories in our listeners' stories.
Okay, good.
So maybe we should,
yeah, let's get into them.
Let's get into it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
First response here in the question box. All us girls who got told we talk too much are bad bitches now. I want more context.
But that is true.
I was a chatterbox and now I have a podcast. Case in point.
We are bad bees, baby.
I'm not going to say I'm a bad bitch. I'm just like, it came in handy.
Yeah, it did.
Being a chatterbox. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it comes in handy being a chatterbox overshare.
Over what? Overshare. Yeah.
Natural overshare. Okay, so I was always a good two shoes and always got good reports. In secondary school, we had a religion teacher who was known as a paedophile, and he was even sacked and told people he took an early retirement. This took a turn.
Oh my God. Everybody had a paedophile teacher, though.
Everyone had a teacher that had rumours about them being a pedo.
A pedo, yeah. PE teacher, usually.
Yeah, that was in my school. Yeah. So anyway, my mom was going to a parent teacher meeting and I had explained to her that this pedo religion teacher, and of course she wasn't going to believe a 14 year old.
Yeah.
While she was talking to him, he told her that she would love to clone me and have 25 of me in every class. Not because I was the top student, no, no, because my skin is so beautiful and I look prim and proper in my uniform.
Oh, my fuck.
Safe to say, my mum came home traumatised.
Yeah.
Oh.
Imagine somebody talking about your 14-year-old like that. I'd be kicking balls.
Again, don't think it would happen now. Well, maybe it would, but like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, they couldn't. They couldn't comment on your appearance. Surely they'd have...
Oh, like, no, they used to. But they used to be like...
No, but surely these days, people, even a pedo would have more common sense with today's...
Yeah, I think, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I think they'd know they'll get cancelled.
Yeah, get a little bit exposed.
They'd be a bit more careful.
Yeah. Oh, pedos, they are changing.
Yeah, I mean, they have to move with the times. So, yeah. I mean...
Keep up.
Sake, yeah, keep up. One time my mum asked my business teacher, should I do it for the leaving? And he said, no, please don't.
What? What? What?
One time a teacher asked my business teacher, should she do it for the leaving? Like, I just, oh, do you think she should do it for the leaving? Do business for the leaving,
yeah.
And he said, no, please don't. You gotta love the honesty.
Actually, that brought brilliant. Back a memory. My my third class maths teacher, you know the way you're like, if you go into fourth year and fifth, you know the way he was like, is she going to do fourth year or fifth year, yeah, kind of thing?
The big question.
Yeah, I remember he had said to my mum, and this is, don't tell my mum these things because she's like a dog with a bone. He had said to her that I was capable of getting at least a B in honours maths for the leaving cert.
Oh, okay.
I did slow pace pass maths for the leaving cert.
You did 1, 2, 3.
No, but I did the, because I went to the institute, obviously, so you can do paces of classes.
Oh.
So I did slow pace.
Is that how they're categorised?
With some stuff. I think with Irish, maths, maybe language, maybe other languages
makes
as well.
Sense.
But maths in particular, it was great. So I did slow pace pass maths.
Very good.
Just at a slower pace.
Hey, listen, I'm not
to drill it
judge.
Into my brain.
Yeah, I'm not going to judge. I get.
But my mum was like, "Are you sure?" Because like I remember I went in thinking I'd be grand in honours maths, and then I was like, "Okay, so no for me." And then I dropped to Pat, and my mum was like, "You know, Mr. McHugh said," and I was like, "Mum, you need to let this go."
Yeah,
you got to let this one go. It's not happening. And then I eventually ended up in slow pace pass maths.
It sounds like my kind of maths, to be honest. I did.
It was very, brilliant. It was very, very good. I had a class teacher.
Yeah, I was very capable of LCI. Yeah,
you're top of the class.
Yeah, I was top of the class.
I know you were with your 500 euro voucher.
Yeah, it wasn't a voucher, it was cash.
Even better.
It was the only one with a distinction that year. I snuck out to it from the postman. We always got our post a day after the townie, so I was ready. Oh, so this is the report going out in the post.
Oh,
fuck.
Yeah. Oh.
That's where the teachers take control of the sitch.
Yeah. That's when they're like, excuse me now. What the fuck is going on?
I was usually sent home with mine, and it was your choice.
It's your choice whether you wanted to show that or not.
Yeah.
No, ours did get sent out by the post.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And I'd be sweating looking for that envelope.
I specifically remember being sent home with mine, especially in primary school. But it was generally grand, like, I was never afraid to give it to her. And, like, you would have other kids in the same school. They would have heard, do you know? Like, if you tried to, like, hide it,
yeah,
they would have heard from the other 17 ma's on the road,
yeah,
who send their kids to the same school, that the reports came home that day.
Yeah.
So they're going to know. Unless if you burned that thing. With the box of matches that you found.
Well, it was like the time that my ex-girl summoned my father. With a letter. Couldn't make that one.
Fuck.
Me and D couldn't get away from that one.
Oh, shit. Well, I was saying Duff. Nothing ever happens. Get Ray.
I'll never forget that fucking day.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Right. Oh, this was another one. Memory unlocked. Did every teacher just write, quote unquote, giddy on every girl's report?
Loved giddy.
Yeah, giddy. I always got that chatterbox and giddy.
Giddy, yeah, that was a big one.
Oh, stop.
Giddy.
Oh,
too giddy for this class.
Yeah.
Very giddy.
Somebody else wrote, the trauma has more potential. That's another one.
But that's what I mean. It was like, could do more. I don't want to. I want to chat to my mates about the weekend. We're going to the disco.
Yeah.
Leave us alone, please.
I feel like teachers don't really see the importance of talking about life when you're that age.
It's just really, my clear mascara isn't working anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to let me figure this out.
My natural collection makeup.
Okay. I need to figure out who I'm meeting this weekend. Okay. Mm. Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Oh, so someone screenshotted a message that they'd sent us previously and said replying to this to refresh your memories. And the initial message was, Carla, I also got asked to leave secondary school just before the junior cert. My principal called me out of class and said, so I've had a chat with some of the teachers and I've decided you won't be returning here after the summer and I'll inform your parents.
Oh.
So I cut my hair short, dyed it pink and wore a lip piercing to school. And I did his head in for the last few weeks. So she sent that.
Yeah.
And she said, I sent this in before about me being asked / told I wasn't coming back to secondary school. The principal actually called my mum to tell her I wasn't a good fit for the school, then avoided my mum every time she came to the school. He never spoke to her face to face, just a phone call.
Fuck's sake.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
I got meetings.
Jesus. I had a French teacher ask my parents to get my hearing checked, as she could see I was trying really hard but couldn't understand why I wasn't improving at all.
Oh my god. Fuck.
She just couldn't grasp it. Like,
there was a few people and I remember feeling a bit heartbroken because you could see that they were really trying, but it wasn't it just wasn't landing.
Wasn't registering with them, like.
No.
It's a whole different language in your, like, you're well past the age where you can sponge this shit up anymore. Yeah, yeah. Like,
I'm still absolutely so annoyed at my parents for not teaching me 12 different languages when I was
Same, child. Oh, raging.
Why didn't they do that? That was rude.
And here's me not doing it with Bobby.
I could be doing business in Mandarin right now.
Yeah.
I could be studying that. Yeah.
But, fuck. My ma went to a parent teacher meeting, listened to him talk shit about me for 10 minutes. He went to point at my grades on the page. He thought I was somebody else. Sorry, he thought she was somebody else.
That's definitely happened plenty of times. And it's like, oh no, shit, you're Jen.
Imagine the relief.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, Jen. Oh no, she's good. Yeah, she's fine.
Oh,
she came top of the class.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
She doesn't go for smokes. Yeah. Doesn't get caught.
Imagine.
Gas story. My mum went to my parent teacher meeting for second year. A woman comes up to her wearing a brown velour tracksuit and hair scraped up and asked my mum who her daughter was. My mum would chat to the wall, so she tells her and then asks who her daughter was. Little did she know, she was chatting to the school principal who had just been promoted that year from vice principal. I was mortified when my mum told me. However, my mum was fully disgusted by this woman, and still to this day, when anybody talks about parent-teacher meetings, she tells this story and literally gets violent thinking of it. To be fair, she wasn't wrong. That principal was an actual clown. Side note, I'm the youngest of three girls and my mum has kept every single school report from junior infants to sixth year.
Oh, that's so sweet, isn't it?
All right, we have all our reports too. They're just somewhere in the attic and I'm not ours.
Yeah, yeah.
They're up there with the Beanie Babies.
Yeah, up there with the Beanie Babies.
Up there with the Beanie Babies. R.I.P. Sleep well, princesses.
Fucking far too up in the attic. My mother was my principal. I think that speaks for itself. Sex education stitch going on there.
Oh, yikes. Jesus. That was tough when there was somebody who had a teacher in the class, who had a teacher parent or a...
Would you bother? Like, if... Or,
you were just like, marked. You were marked.
You were marked. But two, like, perspectives. If you were a student who had a relative who was in the faculty, would you want to go to a different school?
No.
No?
They know...
Or if you were in the faculty and you had a kid related to you coming to the school, would you not, like, say, like, I don't think I'd expect the child to come to the school. Like, I know how awkward that'd be.
I know, yeah, but you work there.
I know sometimes
it's like you
help
it. It's handy, Jen. You're not going to drive them there to then drive yourself to your school.
I know, yeah. It's just a bit, I think it's unfair.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just very unfair.
Maybe.
Got caught playing Would You Rather in sixth class. Had Whoops. The worst anxiety. It was gonna come up in a meeting.
Whoops.
Would You Rather.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been a big one. In sixth class.
Depends on the context.
In sixth class.
Yeah.
Just everything.
Would you rather have a willy for it now?
Yeah. Oh, willy's buffing us. Yeah. Oh, sadness.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how it went. Okay.
I had the same year ahead for all 6 years of secondary school. Mom used to avoid her apparent teacher meetings because she was a cow. My mother called her that, not me. And then on the last day of sixth year, Mum landed in with a huge bunch of flowers and a voucher and thanked her for the last 6 years, even though my mum gave a stink about her the whole time. I personally thought my year ahead was lovely, so I don't know why my mum didn't take to her. There was beef there. There was definitely beef there.
Yeah.
I would like to know why. I would like to see it.
You need to ask her now in your older years.
Yeah. Yeah, quiz her on that. This is...
And get back to us and let us know.
For sure.
Mam made my maths teacher cry in sixth year because she was slating me while torn of events.
Whoa. Just got a whiplash from that one. I would like more context.
I would like more context. Why is this just in the box? Your mam made your maths teacher cry.
Did she follow it up with a message?
Because she was...
No. What'd she say to her?
No, this was in the parent-teacher meeting. The maths teacher was slating her.
Yeah.
So her mum made the teacher cry.
Yeah, your mum needs to teach me her ways.
How did she make her cry?
Was it How physical? Did that get flipped?
Was it physical? Did she punch her?
I'd say it's, as a teacher, I'd say it's a lot. I'd say it's a horrible day.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say you're like, I don't want to talk about your little shit, Brian.
Yeah.
He's crap.
I've had enough of them.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about him. He's triggering to me.
I have a cousin who's a teacher in a secondary school. I would love to get her perspective on this, and I'm fucking raging. I never asked her.
Well, we decided last night, though.
Yeah, it was very last minute.
Yeah, it was. We just wanted to do something a little bit fun and free-y.
Yeah. That was your best Northside accent today. Brilliant.
I'm getting better.
I feel like Duff. Oh, that was fantastic, love.
Oh, she's just brilliant. Northside accent. Even though I'm from here. We had progress reports sent out in middle school, and mine had some comments about how I needed to stop fucking talking to the other kids and stop talking back. Our parents needed to sign them.
Oh.
But I was mortified, so I started practicing my mum's signature to forge it.
Yeah.
Clearly wasn't thinking top shelf thoughts because I tossed my practice sheet behind the washer rather than in the trash. Why do we do dumb shit like that?
We're so careless.
Yeah. Of course, my mum found it and knew I'd been practicing, so she made me fess up for what I'd been practicing for. Then she called my teacher and got the full report anyway.
Oh, shit. Do you remember you used to get...
Oh, shit.
Do you remember when your teacher would write a note in your journal?
Oh!
Your journal.
Carla, bring up your journal.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no. No, and I get remember, your mum's signature, your mum and dad's signature, and I'd be like, no.
Yeah. I remember there was like our school journal only had a small amount of note, like a small.
It was at the end. It had Monday to Friday, and then underneath, yeah.
But like some kids, there was no room left for some kids.
True. But they take up the whole. Some of them would be very
describes, like
yeah, they'd be like,
yeah.
All right. Celtic monk, give it your all.
The massive calligraphy. You couldn't even read half it, right? Like they were shy.
It was like doctors or scripts. Yeah.
Scribes. Well, yeah, no, that fucking. Remember they used to, and then you had to bring out. I got no me journal.
Or no, you. I don't have it with me.
And the innocent, yeah.
You don't have your journal with you.
Yeah. Are the innocents of having to go home and take your journal? Oh, go no, my journal. Oh, they just trusted you to show your man, darling.
And you would.
Yeah.
For fear. The anxiety that we had.
It was like we thought they had the smartphones that we have now. And you could just get in touch with them.
I wonder what happens now. Yeah, we're going to have to do, if we're still at this when Bobby's in school.
There would have to be, because definitely, like even during lockdown when they were all using that app, I'm surprised that hasn't become a regular. If it already is, I haven't heard of it. But wasn't there like the Aladdin app where they could put their homework up on it? That's what my nephew was doing.
Wow.
Because they were all doing the homeschooling, so they put the work that you had to do up on this app. And then you did all the work on the app. And then you could do it through school, and then there were Skype classes. And
like, can you get away with more nowadays or less? I would say less.
Oh, no, you can get away with less because the teachers can text the parents and everything.
Like texts
come home from the school about like head lice outbreaks, and you know, instead of letting send letters home, do you know, like having to print out fucking 120 letters for a group of like four classers. Do you know what I mean?
They'd be like, bring that home now.
Yeah, no, it's just a WhatsApp now, I think.
Interesting.
That is handy.
That is handy. Yeah, I would like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not very funny, but I had this one no fucks given French teacher. At the parent teacher meeting, loads of parents complained to her that she was what? 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 What?
I just remember your French teacher. Remember the kids used to give it their all into the accent.
Yeah.
It just comes sauntering into the
yeah, pocket. They fucking would.
Like they were Madeline's teacher. Do you remember Madeline, the little cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, like her. Come on, Gigi. There's fucking Madame Gazelle and Peppa Pig. Oh, stop. Fucking gas.
That came out of nowhere for
you. Hi, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like,
oh my God.
You got that accent on that so bad.
And it just changed, like.
Yeah,
I
but.
Can't even click, sorry. Sweaty hands.
But that's, like, we talked about this before. Don't you feel like an absolute gobshite?
No.
But you're supposed to speak it with the accents, otherwise it's.
I know, but like, I don't, I speak the same language as American people and I'm not gonna go into an American accent. Would you, I know it's like.
No,
it's,
but with, you know, with.
I don't know. Yeah, I find it weird. I feel a bit more humble when I'm saying bonjour, je m'appelle Jen. Even though it doesn't sound right at all to a French person. In the same way that a foreign national could come over here and start speaking English in their own accent. It's just what people do, because it's less embarrassing. Like, I'm not going to go to France and be like, bonjour. Come on,
petit pain. Un petit pain.
J'habite où?
Bibliothèque. Yeah. So anyway, at the parent-teacher meeting, this is the French teacher, meeting loads of parents complained to her that she was giving us too much homework and they were spending too much time in French and how did we find this out? She came in the next day and she gave out to the whole class about how disgusted she was, that we were all pussies, basically. And she even named individuals and was like, Carla Kelly, your mother said, I remember it so well. She was so patronising. Gas. And I was so glad my mum said nothing, as she was also a teacher and a bit scared of this one.
Oh, God.
So your mum knew.
Yeah.
She was like, as a teacher, I ain't rotten.
Yeah. Rats Jesus. In. So mm-hmm. they must have a... vendetta against the kids that have like their ma has beef with them.
Yeah,
exactly. That shouldn't happen. Shouldn't treat them differently. Like,
I think if you're
like, if I'm,
it's a tough one because like obviously you want to defend your kid and be like, well, she doesn't fucking rate you either, mate. You know, you don't get to see your kid in school.
Yeah.
It could be a totally different.
Oh, this is the thing. Like, they definitely could. And, like, I'm kind of thinking, like, if I was teaching little Johnny and his ma was an absolute Karen, would I treat Johnny differently because his ma's a Karen? Yeah. Do you know? Not very fair.
Not very fair. I do feel very sympathetic for teachers because I think when you're younger, you don't, like, obviously they're human beings with lives, but we don't register
it that way.
We just don't.
No,
it's like
the same the way we think about our parents. We don't think
think of them as humans with feelings and emotions. No. But can you imagine if, like, your teacher went through a really bad breakup and then you were being particularly cheeky and it just was the thing that triggered them?
Yeah.
And then they just get upset.
Like, it's bad enough when your own child is cheeky. Never mind 30 kids.
Imagine, like, and like one in particular that you know just grates you.
Yeah.
And you being like, I'm not doing this today, Stephen.
I have
not.
To say, if I got the chance to ever go back and speak to my teachers, I'd just apologise if I ever hurt them. Because I was a cunt on numerous occasions. Like, I remember just being particularly, like, venomous to some teachers.
Yeah, some of them you were just like,
were
you just did not click with. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some of them were just a bit more of a target, really. And I feel so bad because now I see, like, my cousin who is a teacher and she is the sweetest. And I just feel like, oh God, if anybody was to treat her the way that I treated some of my teachers, like, and it wasn't even all the time. It was just on particular situations and I hate myself for it.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, but obviously I'm a different person now, but if I ever came across them again, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so fucking sorry.
Like, apologies to you guys.
Yeah.
For that.
I hope they're, like, not fucking traumatised after me. Do you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's horrible.
You should be very robust as a teacher.
Yeah, you would have
it's
to be.
Tough.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very tough.
I burnt all my report cards for 2 years until my parents copped on that they weren't all lost. I mean,
2 years is a long time to get away with it. Yeah, fair fucks to you. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. The only way you could get rid of them was if you burnt them, like.
No, you could put them in the bin also. You don't need to burn them.
I mean, there's no bringing them back when they're burnt.
True.
Like your one who threw her practice paper behind the washing machine instead of the bin.
Yeah, that was at risk. Why did we do those things?
Absolute dopes.
Yeah.
We were still in school. We had a lot to learn, Carla.
Yeah, we had a lot to learn, I tell you that.
We just weren't listening to the teachers. This to apply herself and stop treating... Oh, sorry. Is this a second parter? This is a comment. Needs to apply herself and stop treating school as a social event. I got that a lot.
I love it. Oh, I love that.
It is, though.
It is a social event.
It's great. It's a massive part of your life.
It's been friendships.
Yeah, the last one in the box here is, it doesn't matter where we sit, Adele, she will continuously talk to anyone. Yeah. My kids are exactly the same. Yeah.
This is what I mean. If I had a kid and I was getting their report, I'd be like, oh, that was me. Do you know?
It's one of those things, isn't it?
When I was in something like first class, my report card said that I should read more for pleasure. I was a recluse child and all I did was read. And also said that they hoped that tummy aches go away in the next year, with the words in quotations, because I was obviously spoofing and I didn't want to go to school. Tummy aches. Those tummy aches should go away.
Yeah. My parents came back from a junior infants parent teacher meeting with my mother crying. My teacher explained I simply had no time for school or sitting, as I was so busy chatting that they had taken my chair off me for 2 days because I just wouldn't sit still. So they made you stand.
Do you remember people used to get sent outside of class and you'd have to stand outside of class?
I used to be sent into the corner. I was just looking at the corner.
Oh, that's tough.
Because I was one of them. And I remember it was in junior infants, and I was sent into the corner, and you'd be looking at it, but because you were still so young, like, you'd be roaring and crying. You'd be wailing in the corner. I want to sit down in my chair. No, you've another 5 minutes. Oh, I want to sit down in my chair. Like, so disruptive.
Please chill out. Yeah.
I was less disruptive in the chair.
Yeah, in the chair than in the corner.
Makes no sense, Mrs.
Lynch. Just let me go back.
Yeah, seriously. You and your coffee breath.
And I still remember it.
Yeah.
In secondary school, we had to go with our parents to the parent-teacher meetings. The nerves and embarrassment were through the roof. You had to basically queue to see each...
What was that? Foghorn?
Bizarre. The nerves and embarrassment were through the roof. You had to basically queue to see each teacher, and the sense of dread would escalate with each step closer. Oh, yeah. Then you would sit there in silence and listen to the teacher tell your mum how shit you are, as if you're not there, over and over and over again. Don't get me started about teachers you had crushes on. Face as red as a beetroot.
You had to go to yours?
Yeah, that's mad.
That's...
Did I? No. I remember hearing of it. Did I? Was there some that I had to go to? I can't remember.
I remember going to, I think nobody was... I was still in primary school and my sister was in secondary school, and my mum had parent-teacher meetings for her. So I went to my sister's ones once because I remember seeing the setup.
Yeah, me too. I remember seeing the setup, but I don't know if it was because...
It was definitely wasn't for me.
Like, no, I don't think I went any.
I don't remember anything about it other than seeing the assembly, the way it was set up with all the teachers. Like,
it's probably more of an adult thing to do nowadays, though. And be like, so we're sitting here with your mum, and here's all the things that you need to improve on, and here's this, that, and the other. Like, is this registering in your brain? Rather than secondhand information.
That's true, yeah.
So it's probably treating you more like an adult. Because at the end of the day, like, your education is your own to take on or not take on.
Yeah.
So that would probably work.
It would be definitely more progressive to do it that way. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. For the woke culture, you know.
You guys, you get different experiences.
We're improving every day, you know.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
We have to. When I was 11, I wrote a book on sex. I even drew pictures on how to put a condom on.
What?
How I knew that was beyond me. Anyway, my parents got called up to Mr. Freeman's office, and he had the book I made in front of him, and he was very angry. I'd shown Lindsay Copeland my book that day in school, and we have names.
Who's the people?
I don't know. We have names. I don't know her, do I? I don't think so. I'd shown Lindsay Copeland my book that day in school, and the frigid bitch went home and told... frigid bitch went home and told her mum, who then complained. My mum and dad obviously had to take had to seriously speak to me about it, but years later told me how they laughed. It was only, if only we still had it now. On my skill report, it said I need to stop being distracted by boys and writing naughty books. Oh my God, you expressed yourself, honey. I love the venom in our fucking... Lindsay Copeland went home and...
The frigid bitch.
Still going there, frigid bitch. I love it. Oh, Lindsay, hope you listen.
I hope you're listening. It's time for you to retaliate.
Yeah. We need your bite back. Oh, stop. That's gas.
I went to a small national school. There was only 8 in the class and we were all girls, no boys. Then when we were in 4th class, a new student joined and it was a boy and there was great excitement.
Oh yeah.
So we started passing notes to each other under the table about the new boy, and one of the girls wrote the word sex question mark. Why did we go to those extremes? Do you remember we'd be like kiss and it'd be like, actually I'm going to go one better than the Becky that bitch. Sex. You hadn't a clue what it was?
Yeah.
Look, no. Good breeze. On one side of the note, the teacher caught us passing the note, took it off, threatened to tell the priest what we were writing and our parents. I think I cried for a week worrying about it.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember the worry as a kid?
But that's what, the anxiety, and you didn't register what it was. Why do I feel like...
And it was so scary.
Yeah, but it would be fleeting, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, it was over the stupidest shit, and it was more so that you were going to get in trouble over something, but it felt like a ton of bricks.
It did. For those 24 hours that you carried it. Yeah, it did.
I remember, that's just another thing, and it kind of relates back to school. I remember, and my best friend remembers this as well, something happened, I think it was about bullying or something, but the principal came over at the intercom.
I'm still laughing at my frigid bitch.
Fuck's sake, Lindsay.
Poor girl.
Lindsay Copeland. Our principal came over the intercom and he was talking, I think it must have been about bullying, because he was giving out basically over the intercom saying that it was like an incident and if it ever happened again he was going to come down like a ton of bricks on us. And every kid, if up until we were about fucking 12 or 13, thought he was going to drop a ton of bricks on us. I remember me friend turning around saying, oh my God, I thought that was literal. Like when we, back then, when he said that over the intercom, like it stuck with a lot of us. And we were like, oh no, I thought he was going to like, we're picturing the tractor, we're picturing the fucking scoop on the JCB, flipping. And the ton of terracotta bricks coming down on the top of the lot. It was just so literal. In 4th year, I had to do art and I was very bad at it, so the teacher hated me. My mum went into the teacher meetings. She was delighted every teacher said. I was doing well until she got to the art teacher. As my mum sat down, the teacher just started, no need to sit, this will be a quick one. Oh my God, I hate Amy and I don't want her in my class. That did not happen. Oh, sorry. No, I believe you, but like fucking hell, I can't believe that happened. My mum went apeshit. She got the principal involved and wanted me moved to a different teacher, but the school was tiny, so there was no chance. I thankfully dropped art after 4th year, but I had the same teacher in 3rd year for CSPE. She used to stand right behind me and call out to the class everything I spelt. Every time I spelt a word wrong. I'm 27 now and my mum still regularly speaks about how much she hates that woman.
Yeah, well, that's traumatising.
Absolutely, so would I.
Absolutely traumatising. Why pick on that person? But also, art is such a kind of like, it's either for you or it's not.
Oh, yeah.
So you wouldn't take it so personally.
No, I can't understand why she said no need to say I hate Amy.
That's bizarre.
That's ridiculous.
Hate it.
Fucking hell.
3rd year maths teacher was new to the school and was awful. Didn't have a clue how to do the maths himself. Never mind explain it to us. My mother sits down in front of him and says my name. Obviously he hadn't bothered to try and learn our names and couldn't tell who I was. He started saying how I am a great student and I should expect an A in higher level for the junior. My mum stares at him blankly and is like, is this the same daughter who just got 13% in her mock? And I have grinds because she fails every test this year. He doesn't even try and apologise. He brushed it off and changes the conversation to cattle. Something he actually could just string a sentence about. Oh. She's brilliant. She just failed her mocks. She may be not that brilliant.
He did not understand the assignment.
He
didn't compile any sort of analysis before he went into that.
I love it.
My daughter's getting her Holy Communion a few years ago. I 100% don't believe in all of that, but our dad does, so... Went in for the parent-teacher meeting and her teacher said to me the usual, and then he said, and are you okay with her receiving communion? And I said, yeah. Asked a few parents, were they asked the same thing, and they said no. Said it to my mum in front of my child and she piped up because, oh yeah, that's because I told him you don't believe in God.
All right. Oh, very good.
So she needed the consent.
Clearly.
To inhale the communion.
When I was 7, my grandparents brought me back a monkey scissors, which I brought to school. A girl insisted it wasn't real and asked me to cut her hair, which I did. 2 big fangs on her forehead 3 weeks before our communion. Teacher asked to see my mum and I lied and I said she was sick.
Oh, God.
Oh, my mum can't come in. She's sick. Yeah. Imagine, like, from an 8-year-old, you'd be like, is she?
Yeah.
I was usually so good in school, but terrified of being in trouble. And then, of course, parent-teacher meeting happened and I got caught rapid. To make it worse, a couple of years ago, she posted a pic of said haircut on Facebook and she tagged me. I found myself having to apologise to her mum, who commented, like, 30 years later, that haircut is infamous.
Oh, well, see, you're a part of the memory, son.
I was about to say, you did something cool.
When I was in second class, my mum went to my parent teacher meeting thinking it was going to be a regular check-in. When she got there, my teacher informed her in a bit of a worried way that I was struggling with all of the alphabet and still couldn't do it at all. I would spell out the words saying A for apple, etc.
Oh, phonetically.
Yeah. This prompted my mum having to spend all the summer trying to get me to get the alphabet into my tick school. Some people just learn differently, though.
You learned the phonetic alphabet. Yeah. You would have been great on the hotlines and the helplines and all that.
Exactly, yeah. A for apple, T for tango.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, I'm putting it in.
Good. Yeah.
I'm a teacher. Yes.
Yes!
And because of COVID, parent-teacher meetings are now online. What's important to note is the system used requires parents to schedule their meetings with whatever teachers they want in advance. After X amount of time, the opportunity to do that closes. If the parent hasn't registered to meet with teacher Y, then they won't get a parent-teacher meeting with that teacher, unless they arrange via phone call or whatever. Anyway, kid's parent says to me last week at a parent-teacher meeting, here, can you tell me how do I use the software to meet teachers ABC, etc.? His kid, told me I was only able to visit 4 teachers and the only 4 teachers available were for his practical subjects, tech, metalwork, etc. And that the other teachers wouldn't be at the parent-teacher meeting. So, I love that.
They couldn't make it.
They couldn't make it. No, maths, Irish, English, nah, they don't do it. It's not important enough. Anyway, so I explained to the parent that the opportunity was given to register with all of the child's teachers, etc. Basically, long story short, his kid knew he was going to be receiving a less than ideal report in his other subjects, told his dad that only his practical teachers would be available in the hopes of getting £20 off him for getting good reports.
Ah, gee. It's the innocence of it, isn't it?
I like that. Yeah, it is. It's real, like, oh no, but also don't believe your kids.
Never.
They're the worst.
No. Yeah, but they're the worst lawyers as well. You kind of have to laugh at them, like.
Yeah.
Not exactly a school report, in brackets, was made into one jokingly. My friend's gran passed away and they live next door, so my mum said I could have a few days off school to keep her company and that. I was in first year and we lived on the main street around the corner from the school. I was standing at my front door and with my dad and I seen off one of my teachers and innocently said to my dad, that's my English teacher. But as the teacher walked past, my dad goes full on dad mode. You should not be mitching from school. You are so grounded, all this kind of thing in front of my teacher. I was morto and he wrote into my next report, need to get better at being on the mitch from school. Dad was delighted with himself. Love the pod.
Oh,
isn't that a cute little that's story? Cool. That's cool.
That teacher's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool teacher. Yeah. Oh, another teacher. Yay. Hey girls, love the podcast. Recently joined Patreon to help with the work commute. I'm a secondary school teacher and you're always guaranteed some things will happen at a parent-teacher meeting. Number one, the kid who was a little shit in class and never did any work, their parents never show up.
Oh.
2, the parents with the children in first year showed up with the sole purpose of wishing to hear their child was a sweet angel, rejecting the notion that their child might have possibly been spawned from Lucifer himself. Was that my mother by any chance?
Yeah.
3.
That's tough.
The kids with teacher parents would come in and dictate to you how you should be teaching their son daughter because they were always quote unquote gifted. And 4, you would have the odd angel parents who totally accepted everything that you said and were so lovely. Lastly, you had the parents who brought their child with them, sat them down and made them listen.
Awkward.
So that's not good for you guys. I thought that would, okay. Apologies, bad suggestion. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Report cards. If a boy ever got, quote, a pleasure to teach, he ended up gay, which is what happened to me. Teacher meetings, one that sticks out in my mind, I was about to sit down with my mum at my PE teacher's table. Okay, so he was at his mum's one. Before my arse even hit the chair, he said, "Don't even bother."
Oh.
I was gobsmacked. Funny thing is, he taught my mum and dad as well. I was shy at PE and so were they. Must be a family thing. Good on my mum, though, because when he said that, she said, "Still a miserable cunt, I see."
Oh, Finn Barron walked off.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's amazing. Respect to your parents. Respect.
That's brilliant.
Oh my God, I swear my teachers just ticked all the excellent boxes on the report cards without even thinking. Every year in primary, I got an excellent in art and PE. I can't draw and I never ran, so not a competitive bone in my body either. So it wasn't like I was trying to be the best of the best here. Also, anyone that I know that got the comment, "A pleasure to teach," is now stars, mentally ill stars. It's like we thought that we had to live up to the expectations of being a pleasure to be around. I got crippling anxiety to go with that. So same for that, teachers.
Yeah. That's true. I think we'll read out one more and then we'll have to end it there because we're reaching time, guys.
Reach.
In second class, my teacher wrote on my report card that I needed to be assessed, as she was sure there was something wrong with me. At the parent-teacher meeting, she then told her I should be taken to a psychiatrist/psychologist, especially before I make my first Holy Communion. It was a very Catholic school where the priest would come into every class every morning. I'm not sure why, considering I hadn't suddenly changed my personality between the ages of fourth class and sixth. In secondary school, my Irish teacher blatantly flirted with my mum with me sitting there awkward. The next day in class, called me after and said he had such a lovely time talking to her and to give her his contact details if she ever needed him. Your skills sound shit. What skills did you go to? We should probably have a fucking target list.
you should probably revisit them.
Let's avoid these skills, please, people.
I have a funny one that I want to finish on.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. Hey, girls, love the pod. So not mine, but my brother's. From day one of starting secondary school, he was an absolute legend. I love that. What does that mean?
He was a little bollocks, yeah. That's what that means.
My poor mum's hurt. Anyway, on the weekly, he gets suspended. Anyway, my mum was dragged in once again for a meeting when he was in fifth year and sat my mum down with a huge file, and in this was all the detention, suspension and complaints. Wow. So if that wasn't bad enough, they then called my brother in and read out just three reasons for why he was getting suspended. They are as following. On the first day of school, he gave the teacher the finger.
Oh, yeah.
My brother's response was, "She shouldn't have turned around." What?
If you were the teacher, you would want to knock the bollocks.
I would actually, I actually think I would knock the bollocks out. I'd be like, "See, you little shit, I'll see you behind the fucking bike shed.
Fuck,
huh?
Yeah.
We'll fucking wipe that off your face, little box." Number two, laughing at a teacher's hairy armpits.
Right.
Juvenile, but respectable. Yeah. And number three, saying to a teacher, "It's a bit nippy in here."
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That teacher accused him of saying, "I can see your nipples." He, to date, holds the most detentions and suspensions in the school, and he's very proud of that title.
Is he?
Is he?
Is he, by any chance, changed?
Or is he the same?
Is there a bit of toxic masculinity about him still?
Is he okay?
Has he grown up?
Is he all right?
We want to know.
Is he okay?
Before we go, I have an unpopular opinion. Do you want to hear it?
Cool, yeah.
Adele is back.
Oh, you don't like her?
I do not like her.
Her music or her?
I just don't get the fucking hype about any of it, to be honest. Like, everybody lost their shit.
Yeah, I don't, personally, I don't think she has the kind of music that I'd lose shit over. Do you get me? I think she's like a Celine Dion.
She, like,
it's like
she's
great ballads, we get it, but I'm not singing her tunes.
No. And then as well, like, Easy On Me came out the other day and there was so many teasers for it and it was all just, it was a lot. Everybody was talking about it and it was like, I'm just gonna, like, I'll be in me under me duvet all day listening to Adele. Now, I would imagine, I called her Adele there. I'd imagine if I was in a certain type of place in my life, I would be creaming myself over Adele. I just find it all very depressing.
Do you know, it's just not very inspiring to me. It's not my kind of thing. I love her.
She's a fantastic voice. Don't get me wrong. She's like, I'm not one to judge anybody singing anyway. I just, I don't get it. Like, everybody was losing their shit, and I feel like she's a bit overhyped. She's a bit overhyped. I just don't get, she's not one bit exciting. She looks great. She's doing great for herself. You know, she's very successful. Fair fucking play to her. I'm not into it.
I don't get it. Yeah, I like her. I really like her. Her interviews are hilarious. I think she's a very funny person.
She seems sound like,
you know, like, I think one of the standout moments for Adele is when she did Promise This as her song in the BBC Live Lounge, and she was like, oh, I love Cheryl Cole, I don't care what anybody says.
Oh yeah, it was.
And poor Cheryl Cole has never been able to recover or sing that song again. Do you know what I mean?
Is this the Hallelujah? Was that Yeah, she did that, yeah. I was like, why?
She's cool. Yeah, no, and she's funny. Mm-hmm. Her personality doesn't match her music.
No.
But then everyone's like, I get it, because it's like the songs are really well written and they're nicely composed, but it's just not my kind of music.
No.
I liked Rolling in the Deep, and that's the only song I think I liked her. I didn't even, like, when she came out with Chasing Pavements, I remember being like, this is not my bag at all.
No.
And people were going wild for it. And I remember being like, again, I don't get this at all. No. She's a great singer, but it's not my...
Is
just those people that you're like, this is not my kind of thing.
So Fire to the Rain was about... It was a good one. But when it got turned into like a dance version, I preferred it.
Yuppa. Yes, though, on the mix.
So Fire to the Rain was made into... I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But it was like... No, I just don't get it. When I heard everybody was like, I got it! I was like, calm down. It's so boring.
Cool the Jets, gang.
Yeah. And it's bound to be overplayed.
Yeah.
Again. Fair. Like Chasing Pavements. I will switch the channel. Don't do it. I'll switch the channel.
Jen will be the one person to switch the channel. Adele will never recover.
No, exactly.
She won't.
So that's Gavin James.
Yeah.
Jeremy Kennedy.
Yeah.
Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Adele.
She's been
added on.
I'm starting to get a feel for the kind of person you are.
It's the ballads for me.
Ballads for you.
Westlife. Gone as well.
Okay.
Speaking of music. Did you like that?
Lead in.
We got a little stomper of the week.
I know.
Kyla's stomper of the week.
We're going old school.
Oh, again?
It came on my playlist and I was like, a bop. NSYNC, Girlfriend.
It's sexy.
It's a sexy song from the guys.
Yeah.
That's sexy. It is. Do you remember on the Cars? That was when they were kind of getting, they were working with Pharrell and the Neptunes.
Yeah.
And it was just...
It is sexy.
And like the routine... And it was just getting a bit more like, oh, NSYNC are men.
They were growing up a bit.
They were starting to have sex.
Yeah.
Even though they were having sex for a good time. Do you know what I mean? It was like, oh.
Yeah.
Would you be my girlfriend?
Yeah. And I feel like that was the turning point. Girlfriend for Justin Bieber was the real like... For Justin Bieber. His Girlfriend song also was a kind of turning point.
That's a bop.
Grew up.
That's a fucking bop.
Like, that was the first video that I looked at him and I was like, oh.
Sweat. Oh, you.
Yeah. It's like, I'm attracted to Justin Bieber. He's 18 in this. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
I was like,
where have you been? Where did you come from?
A few tattoos, I see.
Yeah, exactly.
A few tattoos. You've grown up, haven't you?
It's the old girlfriend. It turns them.
But yeah, that was just a bop. Everything about it, very cool.
Yeah.
Very like a turn of the NSYNC kind of,
yeah,
you know, that's when again they were getting tattoos.
Yeah,
they were getting tattoos around that point.
Is
it with those lads and tattoos
and the song Girlfriend and growing
and song
up.
Girlfriend and growing up? I don't know.
Thanks a million for listening. We hope you enjoyed. I'm gonna pull up pictures of my reports during the week because I know that I can easily access them. And we're gonna go and record our Patreon.
On The Purge.
Ireland had a purge, what would you do?
Ireland had a purge, and if you don't know what that means, it means if all crime was legal
for 24 hours.
For 24 motherfucking hours.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm not sure what I'd do. I'm about to go record this.
We'll get into it in the episode. I feel like the responses that we got, though, because our Patreons are on our close friends on Instagram. It's a very secret way you have to get onto.
Another incredible benefit.
It was the face you made when you said that. That was incredible.
Did you like that?
Yeah, so we have separate boxes for those people. And so we have a good few responses and I'm looking forward to getting into them. But anyway, for this episode, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed and we'll talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.
Hold up.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.